Joining me now is head coach of the Pickett County Bobcat baseball team, Jamie Cravens. Coach, first off, tell me, how nice has it been just to be back on the diamond with the guys?
Oh, it's great. We've been counting down the days. We've been ready. You know, the boys, missing last season, pretty much the whole season. They've been itching. They've been itching, chomping at the bit, and it's been really nice. It's been really nice.
What have you seen so far? First few weeks of the season have gone by. What have you seen from your guys so far that you're really liking, and what are you seeing that maybe you think needs to improve still?
Well, our timing. What I really like is we've got some great speed on this team. This is the fastest team I've probably coached that I've had in my 5 years at Pickett County, and so we're really blazing the base paths right now. And swinging the bats pretty well. We're starting to come alive. It seems like in the mid-April, we kind of usually hit our stride. Just being a small school, and we always rely on several athletes that play basketball. And our basketball team was very successful this year. They went all the way to the semifinals of the state championships. And so we went our first week, we had four from our starting lineup, it was still in basketball. So that first week was kind of tough for us, but it was good for some young guys to get some playing time and kind of see what varsity baseball is like. And, and then now getting those guys back, our district, we start district play week two of baseball season. So, you know, we got our boys played basketball on Friday. They got put out. On Sunday, we had a batting practice, and those guys was right in the lineup. So, you know, their timing's going to get better, and it's starting, you know, this week, Monday and Tuesday, we really swung the bats well, and I'm seeing those little things, those little bugs starting to work out. So that's what I'm excited about so far, and that's what we got to continue to work on is that timing, you know.
I think one thing, I was at the game last night against Jackson County. I feel like a couple players that stood out, obviously, and you mentioned, you know, getting guys back from the basketball team. I feel like Hunter and Heath Wattenbarger both have to be just real boons to this lineup because they both really were hitting. They saw the ball really well last night, I felt, and put a lot of really good swings on the ball. And I know that's got to be a tremendous lift to this team.
Oh, it's great. Those two guys, tremendous athletes. And, you know, they hadn't played baseball in 6 years. Neither one of them. They had played baseball at a high level at a young age, and then they wanted to focus on basketball, which they're both, you know, great basketball players. I don't blame them, but I wasn't going to take no for an answer. Me and the players on the team, hey, we bombarded them all year long, saying, "Hey, you're going to play baseball. We in a small school, we got to have athletes like you on the field that knows how to play." And considering they hadn't swung a bat in 6 years, and we had about three good batting practices and had to throw them right into the mix. You know, we had Monterey right off the bat, and Monterey's got good pitching, and they struggled just a little bit. They got a few hits, but, buddy, they're starting to come alive, and, yeah, they're both swinging the bat really well. Hunter, the junior, he's probably got the quickest hands of anybody I've ever coached. He can get the bat around, so – I look for big things from him this year. Heath is only a freshman, and same thing with him. I mean, he just sky's the limit for both of them.
I think another player we could talk about from last night, obviously, is Wade. I thought Wade, especially in the early innings last night, did a really good job of controlling the tempo of the game. He worked really quickly. He worked at his pace, and he missed a lot of bats early on. I feel like there's a lot to be excited about there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Wade. You know, he doesn't throw really, really hard, but he moves the ball around, and he usually has pinpoint accuracy and puts the ball pretty much where he wants it. And he has about three or four different gears, speeds that he goes at. It's just tough hitting him. You know, he doesn't blow it by a lot of people, but he just kind of – he's pitched so long. He's been so experienced, and he got a little bit upset last night, you know, and I could tell. And, of course, this is his senior year. He wants to have a big impact. He wants to come out and dominate. And, you know, once he got settled down a little bit and, you know, started pitching his game, then It's tough to hit him hard. He picks up a lot of soft contact, and he relies on defense to make plays. You know, he just signed with Berea College to pitch for them next year, so he's excited about that, and that's kind of lifted his confidence up a little bit. And we're going to rely on him a lot, just the experience he's pitched since his freshman year, and right away I had to bring him in against key teams and key situations as a freshman. I hated doing it, but that's just the situation we were in. But it's made him tougher mentally. And I look for him to have a good senior season.